Hello, my psoriasis. This episode, I'm going to be talking about some of my teether friends, and one especially, Noah, because he wanted to be put in one of my episodes, and I was like, sure, you know, I will talk about you in one of my podcast episodes. And I asked him, like, what do you want me to talk about? And he was like, my water bottle. And I was like, no, that's weird. What do you want? And he's like, I don't know, it's your podcast. And I was like, okay, I'll figure something out. So here I am. And I'm just going to be talking about all of my teether friends. Because then I can talk about him and then, like, more. But I didn't have a lot of inspiration, so, you know. Anyway, I already started recording this episode a few minutes ago, and it kind of went wrong, because, hear me out, for all of the people in my podcast, I have code names, right? Just so, you know, I can talk about whatever I want, and nobody would know their first name, which is logical, I guess. Because not for everybody I have, like, permission to talk about them, so I guess I will just talk about them with codenames. Anyway, it's not as if I'm gonna be talking about, like, very personal stuff, so it's not as if I need permission, it's more like, you know, anyway, I have codenames. You know, period. It's okay. So, anyway, I already started recording this a few minutes ago, but because I have codenames, it is kind of confusing sometimes. So I was just stalking, and then I accidentally said someone's real name instead of their codename. And for the people who do not know, I do not edit my podcast episodes. Like, I just hit the record button. I talk for however long I talk, mostly about like 15 to 30 minutes. And then I hit like the record button again, then we're done, right? I listen back to it. If I'm happy with it, I post it. If I'm not, I delete it. That's basically it. I don't like going through the whole editing process. So when I accidentally said her real name, I was like, shit man, now I have to delete it. Luckily, I was only 5 minutes into the episode, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But otherwise, I would have been so mad. Then I would probably have edited it out if I would have been talking for like 30 minutes straight and then made such a big mistake. You know? By the way, when I'm looking back at old episodes, like one of the first episodes I've ever made, that's so cringe, bro. I hate it. Mostly just because of the way I talk. I don't know, not per se my accent, like maybe a little, but just in general. And then I listen back to it and I'm like, the things I say, I do not support anymore. You know, like, the way you view the world and, like, certain things, they change. And then I listen back to episodes and about how I talk about people. Like, maybe, like, there's this one episode where I talk about my best friend, Angelique, right? And then I talk about how I think she gives off a skater girl vibe. And I look back at it and I'm like, yeah, no, not really. Like, yes, I kind of get why I said that in the beginning, because, like, looking back at her a few years ago, and only have known her for, I don't know, a month, then yes, I get why she gives off a bit of a skater girl vibe, and obviously her aesthetic has changed a lot. Like, now she's giving more of a dark academia vibe. But you get my point. Like, it's just kind of weird to look back at episodes like that and just your point of view has changed so much, and then you look back at the episodes and you're like, this is a bit weird. It's just not really it. Oh, and then there's this one other thing, like the first episode that I actually made, that was the trailer episode, I think. Like the one with why I chose the name Mice Rise. I hate that episode. I hate it with all my heart. Like, and it's the most listened podcast episode of mine. If you don't like count the Chrissy wake up videos, because those are like not my episodes. Like, it's not me talking, right? So, like, from the, like, actually my episodes, that one is the most listened to, and I hate it, because I'm basically just talking about how one day I was like, yeah, I'm gonna start a podcast, and I was like, oh yeah, shit, I need, like, a name, and then me, like, being under the shower and being like, oh yeah, nice, rituals, soap, oh, nice, this name is, like, cool, and I've got inspiration, and now my name is Marisaris. But the thing is, I only, like, made that name within, like, 2 minutes, so it's the most random name I could have chosen, right? And then, in that trailer episode, I talk about my name being Rice Mice, and not Mice Rice. Like, I switched my own, I said my own name wrong. How bad. It couldn't get any worse, right? I hate it. I hate that episode. But I also don't want to redo the episode. It's not even that much work, right? Like, I could just easily redo that episode. But for some reason, I haven't done that yet. Yeah. So, if you listen to this episode right now and look back and think like, oh yeah, maybe I should listen to the trailer episode again, and it's all different, then maybe, just maybe, I changed it. Yeah, no. Anyway, let's get back to this episode, because I'm totally not talking about my friends right now, and I think that was the whole point of this episode, so yeah. Let's get back to that. Okay, so, you have Luna. And Luna was like my bestie from like elementary school. So, you know, we were doing like bestie stuff, and she's totally nice. There's nothing more to talk about. Like, she had like an obsession with Draco Malfoy and reading books and Gotcha Life. I don't know if you say it like that. I never had that phase, so I don't know. Anyway, she still likes books, and I personally think that that's such a green flag. I don't know why, but people who read books are just such green flags. Not always. If people actually like the Dutch books that you need to read for school, then I think, no, that's a red flag. But if it's like, I like reading like cool English books, then that's a green flag, I think, personally. So like Luna, she really likes books, and then Angelique also really likes books, and I personally don't really like books, but like I kind of like them. Because hear me out. I like watching movies and shows and shit. Like, it's just so nice to just watch something and just, it's like so low effort, you know? You don't have to read the book and like read every word and hold it in your hands and flip the pages and I don't know, like, obviously this sounds very lazy of me, but you get what I mean. Like, it's so much easier to just put on the TV and watch. It's so much easier, right? But there are really nice books. Some books I really like.
So when I have a really good book that I'm reading, which doesn't happen often, but if I really have a really nice book, then I like reading. But overall, like, I like reading, but I don't do it often, which is a pity, because reading is good for you, and I would like to enjoy reading more, but it's just kind of hard for me, because I'm, like, a busy person, you know? Like, I have work to do, I need to study for tests, I have a podcast to run, I have mental health to maintain, I have so much to do, and I just don't really find the time to sit down and read a book and actually, like, get so far into the book that I actually enjoy it, because most of the time the beginning is kind of boring, so you need to get through that, but then when you're really in the book, it's really good. But most of the time, I just don't really find the time for myself to do that. Because then I'm like, yeah, like, I should be studying, but I'd rather just watch Netflix. But I most of the time don't have "I should be studying, but I'd rather read a book." Like, it's just, no, it just doesn't happen often. So, yeah, basically that. You know what I also hate? I just thought about that because we were on the topic of books. My, like, one of the books that my best friend Angelique recommended to me was The Love Hypothesis, right? But, hear me out. My English pronunciation is like, it's like good. It's like high on like my level. Like, considering that I'm a 14-year-old, right? A Dutch 14-year-old. Like, considering that, then yes, my English pronunciation is, like, very good. Like, looking at my other classmates, I'm like, yeah. I'm, like, really good. But I sometimes have that thing that I just make up a way to pronunciate some words because I don't know how to pronunciate them. Yeah, so for example, looking back when about like my reason why I chose my name, my choice, and then you have that the rituals thing, the soap, right? Like the company rituals. When I was younger, I didn't know how to say rituals. Like, I was showering one day and I was looking at all of the bottles as one does, you know, looking at what ingredients are in them and shit. Like, I didn't have anything to do under the shower and I was like young, so I was like, yeah, you know, let me just look at them. Like, I was like not even that young, I was probably like a good 10 years old, I'm not sure, it's long ago. So I was reading and I was like, you know how the logo of rituals is like in a I can't find the word. You know how the logo of rituals is like in a square shape, you know? So I was trying to read it, but I also have like dyslexia and shit. So I was like reading it and it being in a square shape didn't really help much. So I was like, what is the name of this company? What? So I was reading it and I was like, Rituales? Rituales? So my Dutch really, wow, spark of Dutch. No, but I was like, Rituales. Rituales. Wat een leuke naam. Wow, what a nice name. Yeah, Rituales. Yeah, like, little did I know that it's actually pronounced rituals. Like, how did I say it? The name was Rituales. What? So weird. So you know, that's kind of the thing. And then later, I was like talking, like, with my parents, and I mentioned the name, and they were like, "Huh, what are you talking about?" And then I, like, said it a few times, and they were like, "Oh, you mean rituals?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then they were, like, laughing and, you know, logical. But the same thing happened with the book I got recommended, which I love that book. I love it. But I personally, like, the name of the book is The Love Hypothesis, right? But hypothesis, like, I don't like the pronunciation of that. There are just a few words that I really have trouble pronunciating, right? We have the word hypothesis. What? Like, now that I'm saying it a few times, it's not that hard. But, you know, most of the time I try to exaggerate it, and I'm like, hypothesis. I don't know, it just doesn't work out, right? We have the word world. It's such a simple word, but it's so hard. World. Like, we are the world. Like, world. I don't know. I can say it, like, pretty okay. But it's still... I don't like it. But the thing with hypothesis is that I did not know how to pronunciate it. Because it's not a word that people use often, so it's not as if I heard it a lot, so I automatically knew how to pronunciate it. So the way I said it was the love hype. Yeah, I just needed to think, like, wait, how did I pronunciate it, like, wrong in the beginning? So, like, it's the love hypothesis, but I used to say the love hypothesis. Like, oh yeah, no, I'm reading the book The Love Hypothesis. Sorry, now that I know how to pronunciate it precisely, it's hard to do it wrong, you know? The love hypothesis. That's what I used to say. And people would be like, it's hypothesis. And I'm like, no shit, yeah, I totally knew that, duh, yeah, oh shit, I didn't know that. And then I kept doing it wrong for, like, a few weeks, until I finally learned myself it correctly, you know? Ugh. Anyway, I'm totally talking about a different thing than I intended to be talking about, which, you know, it happens sometimes. But I personally love those kind of episodes because, I don't know, it's just way more natural. About, like, the episode that I post before this, you know, the one that I'm so smooth, this is kind of what I mean. Like, I'm talking about something and I'm, like, so smooth in transitioning between, like, different subjects. It's, like, not normal. Like, I rarely... Whoa, I also don't like that word. Rarely. Anyway, I rarely... Oh. I rarely... I don't like it. Ugh. Oh, so cringe. If I'm listening to this back, I'm like, oh no, please don't. Anyway, I rarely run out of things to say. I don't know if that made sense, but you get my point. Anyway, so, next person. Star. This is the person that I made the mistake of using her real name. So, I'm gonna pay more attention this time. So, Star? Star is tall, right? Like, not super tall, but, like, kind of tall. Yeah, like, I'm average. Like, my height is, like, average. I don't know, but I think I'm, like, 5'8". But I don't know exactly, because I'm from Europe, so I don't use that kind of thing. but I'm like 167. Whoa, shit. I'm really bad at this. You know, I work at a shop, and then I obviously talk Dutch most of the time, but then sometimes there's this English customer that comes in. And then I need to tell, like, the total of what it's gonna be. So I'm like, oh yeah, that will be 5 euros and 25 cents. 52 cents. You know, kind of like that. Because in Dutch, you switch the numbers, you know. And I already have problems with that, like, with dyslexia and stuff. Like, most of the time, those things are kind of linked. So most people with dyslexia have problems with seeing numbers like that. So it's like, I'm so used to doing it in the Dutch way that I make mistakes in the English way. But then again, I'm also kind of fluent in English, so because of that, I also make the same problems, but with Dutch. So I don't know. I'm in a crisis. I make problems. Like, it doesn't matter what language. Anyway, so I'm 1.67 centimeters. Okay. Well, not the point. Like, you see, I keep making problems. I am 1 meter and 67 centimeters. That's correct. Okay, we're gonna skip that and get to the point. Okay, get to the point already. Okay, so Star. Totally nice girl, you know, I like her. You know, she's tall. I don't know, what should I talk about? Yeah, it's like, good. Oh yeah, I know something to talk about. Like, you know, how in my last episode, I like stated the fact that I did not have a lot of friends. Like, I never didn't have friends. Like, I always had some friends, right? And the friends that I had were, like, good friends. Which I personally think is better than having a lot of friends from which most of them you don't even know, really, you know? So, anyway. I most of the time just had a few friends, but, like, we didn't hang out just randomly. Until I became friends with Star, because she's the type of person to just randomly be like, hey, you wanna hang? Hey, I'm standing in front of your door, you know, like, we're gonna go for a walk, something like that. Which I like. I like that about Star. But, like, nobody ever had done that before with me. And I never dare to do that with other people, because I just, like, what if their parents open the door, or what if they are very busy or not home? Like, I would not want to risk that, so I just never did that, right? So, you know, but I like that about Star. You know, she's, like, nice. Anyway, so then you have Talina, and Talina I've known for longer than, like, Star. Well, you know, if you actually think about it, I've known Star for longer, but, like, not known, if you know what I mean. Like, I've seen her when I was younger, but never talked to her, so I didn't really know her. But anyway, so Talina I've known for 2.5 years now, I think. Because 2 years ago, we were in the same teether group, but then, like, Star and Luna were not part of that teether group yet. So I have already performed 2 plays with Talina, and only 1 with Star, and like I don't even know how many, but like a lot with Luna, but that's because I've known her for a really long time, and I've not only with the teether group that I'm now currently talking about, but like also other teether groups, like I'm in with Luna, so you know. And then you have Trevor, and he's like kind of small, you know. Yeah, like he's obviously like a boy, and he's like under average, you know, height. I'm talking about height. Nothing else. Not that I know, or something. Anyway, he's below average height. Yeah, he's smaller than me. Height. My imaginary is bigger, but you know, we're not gonna talk about that. Sorry, this is getting really awkward. You know, I should get back to my smooth Caitlin. Yeah, nice. Anyway, smooth. Let's be smooth again. So you also have Jacob, and he's a bit weird. Like he's nice, but a bit weird. But then again, who isn't weird? You know, like I couldn't say that I'm not weird. I'm weird, definitely. But like in a fun way. He's weird in a fun way, but sometimes a weird way. More just to the fact that he's like emotionally, like mentally a child. That kind of weird. And I'm like weird like in a funny doing weird shit sometimes, but also can be very deep, you know. And I am emotionally like kind of grown up, as if like yes, I can make very dumb jokes and you know, but like I can also just be very grown up to the point that I know a lot of what I do in my life and what consequences they have, and I think about stuff like I'm in a philosophy class and stuff, so it's like I do think about stuff, and I'm like emotionally like above my age, like kinda, if you know what I mean. Like not a lot, but you get my point. But he's like mentally like under, like deep under his age, because he's like 1 year younger than I am. Like most of the people from that teether group are 1 year younger than I am, but he could be mentally my little brother. Nah, I'm kind of exaggerating, but kind of not. He's nice though. It's not as if I don't like him. Whatever. It's not like I'm totally roasting him or whatever. Like he knows. He knows he's a bit weird sometimes, but like he's still nice. I have noticed though that like me and like Trevor and Jacob, we don't really hang all that much. Which, I mean, it's kind of sad. But yeah, you know, shit happens. Nah, that's kind of sad what I say. No. Anyway, let's get back to the people. So, I've already talked about Luna, Star, Trevor, Jacob, Talina a little bit, not really. Okay, let's talk more about Talina. And then later, how we're getting to Noah. Yeah, okay. He's gonna be listening to this episode, I already feel it. And he's gonna be like, jeez, why isn't she talking about me? What? No, like, the whole point of this episode was for her to talk about me, and now I'm listening to her annoying-ass voice for 30 minutes, and she mentioned my name twice for like 30 seconds. What is this? And I get it, I'd be annoyed too, but I don't care. I'm gonna talk about Talina. Okay, so Talina. I love her, right? She's so nice. How can people be that nice? Like, you know, most of the time, when you have people who are like really nice, it's like kind of annoying. You know how, in one of my first episodes, I talked about the friends, and I talked about like Luna, Angelique, and Monica, right? But like Monica, she was like nice, but like it got annoying a little bit. And more because she's like nice, but like not, like, I just feel like she kind of deep down wasn't as nice as she portrayed to be, you know, because she was like the person to like you step on their foot and then they say sorry, and then you're like, oh no, I stepped on your foot, I should be the one to say sorry, and then you say like sorry, you like apologize, and then they're like, oh no, it's like it was my problem, I was standing in your way, and it's like, no, like I stepped on your foot, like you were not standing in the way, you're like not the problem. And then she's the type of person, like Monica is the type of person to be like, oh no, it was my problem, and it's like just shut up, like it's not your problem, like it's done. And like at first it's like not even that annoying, but like after a while it gets frustrating, you know. And I don't like people who lie, so it was not gonna work out, you know. But like Talina, on the other hand, she's like nice, but she's like not fake nice. She's like nice. You know, like she can be real with you. Like if you stand on her foot, she's gonna like maybe she's gonna say, I'm sorry, but most of the time, I don't think she would do that. I think she would be like, oh no, don't worry about it. More like that, instead of saying like, oh no, I'm sorry, I'm standing in the way. It's like, no, the person who stands on your foot says sorry, and then she would be like, oh no, it's no problem, really. Kind of like that, which is like way more realistic. And she's like, I don't know, she's just so nice. I didn't even know how to say it. But like after 2 years of being friends with her, you just don't grow tired of it. And I love that. And also, I'm on her phone like lock screen, like background. I also love that. Like we on Be Real, like we made a Be Real, and I made a Be Real on her account. Like she asked like, oh yeah, you should join my Be Real thing. So then she made the photo, and like on one side it was her taking the photo, and like on the other side it was me with her best friend. And that photo, it was just really cute, and in the photo I was kind of being really quirky and weird, but it's a really nice photo. And then a few days later I like noticed that I was on her background of her phone, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I just love that, randomly seeing that you are on the background of someone's phone lock screen thing. I just love it. Anyway, so she's just really nice. I don't know what more to say. She's like nice, but she can also be real. Hashtag not sponsored. No, but she's like nice, but like in a real way. It's not as if she would fake liking you. Like, it's just like she's like nice. I don't know. It's just everything I gotta say. And then we have Noah.
Yeah, this is the moment you've been waiting for, my boy.
And, you know, now I gotta think of things to say about you.
Yeah.
Noah. So, most of the time in my podcast episodes, I have names with the same begin letter. Like, their real name begins with like a certain letter, and then the code name that I make for them starts with the same first letter. So in my head, it's like easy to remember, right? So like Luna, like the first letter is L, and her real name also starts with the L. Same with like Angelique stuff. But like, it's not with Monica. Like, Monica's first name doesn't start with M. But that's just because her first letter, I just couldn't find a nice fitting name with that letter. But with Noah, like, I could have very easily picked any other code name with the first letter. But I picked Noah. His first name doesn't start with the letter N. But it's like a funny... There's a funny story with the codename. Yeah. It's just because... You know how when you have like a best friend or whatever, and you're talking about certain people and don't want them to know that you're talking about them, you create codenames for them. Yeah, or like you have a crush and then you make a codename for that crush. Or there are just a few people that you talk about a lot of times, but then the moments that you talk about them are like when they are around. So you just don't want the same name. So then you make a code name. So his code name was actually Noah. So if I would be talking to Angelique about him, then I would use the name Noah. But I'm a person who very easily, like, tells everything, you know? Like, keeping secrets or just things to myself isn't really my strong suit. It's not like I'm bad at keeping secrets, not at all. Like, I can do it. If it's important, I can do it. Like, there are a few secrets right now that I have not told anybody. Yeah, wow, that feels so good to say. But most of the time when it's a secret of my own, I don't keep it a secret, because I'm the type of person to just say it. Because what's the worst that could happen, right? Because like, I don't know, if there's this kind of like embarrassing thing, like, I can't even make something up right now, but if there's like a secret that's like, it's not that big of a deal, then why shouldn't I tell it to the people who I care about? Like, you know, why wouldn't I tell them? So I most of the time just end up telling them. Like, if you have a crush on someone, like, you could keep it to yourself and have it as a secret. But like, it's so much more fun to talk about it. So I just end up telling everybody. Yeah. It's kind of a bad habit, but then again, if it doesn't hurt anybody, it doesn't hurt anybody. So like, as long as it's someone else's secret, I can keep it. Like, if you tell me a secret, and you're like, literally don't tell it to anybody, then I will keep that secret. There are, like, 3 secrets, I guess, right now that I have not told anybody. Anybody. Which, nice. Yeah, that's, like, good. But then... Again, it's not my secret, it's someone else's secret. Like, they told me, and told me to not tell anybody else. So I will not tell anybody else, because I don't want to, you know, you need to be, you need those people to trust you. So I'm not gonna break that trust, because trusting for me is a really important thing, right? So I'm not gonna break that trust, you know? Like, even if we were tomorrow not to be friends anymore, I'm not gonna tell the secret that you told me confidential. Like, I'm not gonna tell anybody else just because I don't like you anymore. Like, I don't know. I just think that's a good thing to know. Because I personally think trust is a really important thing. Maybe a little too much. Because, like, this is kind of the whole reason why I'm not friends with Monica anymore. Like, I didn't really tell that in my podcast, I think. But, like, for the people who didn't know, I'm not really friends with Monica anymore. Like, for, like, a lot of months, like, we did not talk anymore. But, like, now we're sometimes talking during class. But, like, anyway, we're not besties anymore. That's the point. And it was, like, all based on, like, trust issues. I just couldn't really trust her anymore. And it's not as if she told a big secret of mine to anybody. I don't really have big secrets, that's the whole point. Because I keep telling them to people. So it's, like, not a big deal. And it's not as if I've ever done anything bad or whatever that I just don't want any other people to know. So that's nice, I guess. It's more just that for some small things, she would lie, and then it's, like, kind of annoying. And I'm like, yeah, if for such a small thing you lie, then can I even trust you? And then obviously not even that, just, like, some other things, but I'm not gonna get into detail, because I just don't think I should do that anymore. Yeah, so, get back to the original topic. Yeah, so, Noah. I feel like I was talking about something about him, and then I just totally went off topic. But I just forgot to tell, like, an important thing. Yeah, no. I don't know, but I'll just talk about, like, since when I've known him. So, I've known him for, I don't know, like, four and a half years? Let me think. Like, I've known him, like, at least since, like, the teether thing, like, 2 years ago, but, like, before that, I already knew him for, like, 2 years, so, like, it's about, like, 4.5 years now, I think. Yeah, definitely. And he has changed a lot during that time, let me tell you that. Wow. Like, obviously everybody changes. And if you look at photos of me, like, 4 years ago, obviously I've changed a lot too, but, like, he has gotten such a glow up. Like, how? I can't even, like, looking back at some photos of, like, when we would perform a play, like, 4 years ago, you look at that photo and then you would show a photo of him now, and some people wouldn't even make the connection that those two are the same people. Like, that's kind of the whole point. Yeah. And it's funny because, like, at first we weren't really friends. Like, we were never enemies or whatever. It's just, like, the 2 years, like, before the, like, big teether group, Like, before that, we were also in, like, a different teether group with, like, Luna and some other people, but that wasn't a school teether group. And, like, the one, like, from 2 years ago and, like, last year, that was from school. But anyway, so the one that wasn't from school, wait, now I don't have the storyline. Oh yeah, so like back then, like he was in the group and I was in the group and Luna was in the group, but like I never had like a good proper conversation with Noah, right? Like we talked a little, just like I did with any other group member, but it wasn't as if we like were friends. Like back then I wouldn't have considered him a friend, you know, just because we never really did anything. Like I did not know where he lived, he did not know where I lived, like we did not know anything about each other. But then since like last year, like during the school teether group, we got so much closer. I, by the way, love how the group just was so close last year. Because, like, we would actually do stuff together after the teether group. And, like, normally we wouldn't really have that. Like, with the school, with the, like, non-school teether group, I would sometimes, like, go have sleepover parties with like some people from that teether group, but like it's different because I already knew them from elementary school. But like now, with the school teether group, it's like we were so close in not even that much time, and I do think that's mostly because the groups that were made, like, you had like three kinds of people in the teether group of school. You had the 1 year olders, if you know what I mean. You had, and like part of that group was me, Talina, and Valerie. And then you had two other groups. One was like one class and the other was like another class. So there were like a few people from one class and a few people from another class, and then a few random 1 year older people. And it really helped that I was already friends with Luna and that I already knew Noah, because then like it was really easy for me and Talina to connect with them, because like I already knew Talina, so I could like introduce them all together, kind of like that. Really smooth of me, right? Wink wink. If you don't get that, you should watch the episode before this. But anyway, so it kind of, the whole point is that we just really got close because of the like groups that were made, but they weren't really groups, because everybody kind of already knew each other, and for that matter, like it was just really easy to connect with one another. And I personally just think that the people who were part of the group all like already, we just fit together. Like the kind of people, like it was just the kind of people that I personally just like, and that everybody just likes. Like, even if we wouldn't have been in the same group, like, I would have wanted to be friends with them, if you know what I mean. So stuff like that is just really nice. But the whole point is, like, I got so much closer with Noah during that year. It's like not normal. Like before that we rarely talked, and now we're just like besties, basically. You know my point. You get it. Cause and then one more thing. Like when I was younger, I never had any male friends. like some, I had some, but like that was when I was really young. Like in elementary school, there were like three like male friends. We had one of them, and then and with that, oh no, like four. Yeah, one of them I always like played Minecraft with, and I actually also like got to his home, and he played at my house, and we would play with Lego and Minecraft, and we would make stop motion like YouTube videos and stuff like that. Like we were like really good friends. And then you had, but like we grew apart a little when we were older, and he like moved to a different city and shit like that. And then we had another one, and we always played with like Pokemon cards together in like, I don't know, 2016, like that kind of time period. But then he also he didn't move houses, he moved schools, because there was just another school that fit, like, was a better fit for him. And then there was this other kid that I also was, like, friends with, which he was also a boy, but that was only for, like, a few weeks, because after that he moved to a different school again. Like, he got to this school because he was like from another country, and like he got to this school and he made us like four friends and like me, and he was really nice. But then not very long after, he just went to another school because he had more friends there or whatever. Let me think, there was one more boy. Oh yeah, he was like my like bestie, like when we were a bit younger. But when we were like, I don't know, 8 years old or whatever, like 8-9 years old, then he moved to another city. Why all the male friends that I had, like, why do they all either move away or move schools? It's a weird habit. What? Yeah. Anyway, so that's the story of the male friends that I had. And like the other friends that I had were just like the girls that were in my class. And like Luna and her friends. You know, but like Luna and her friends, they are 1 year younger. So we weren't like always together, because we weren't like always in the same class, because they were 1 year younger. So like there were like a good like five other girls that were actually my age and actually in my like class, which I always were friends with. But like them, I wasn't that good friends with, that even after elementary school we stuck together. Like, cause I don't talk with like any of them anymore. Well, only one girl via Snapchat we sometimes talk, because she's like really nice, but it's just like we never really hang out anymore, which is kind of a pity. Anyway, yeah, basically that. So it took a really long time, like until like from the age of 11, no, 10. Yeah, from the age of 10, I didn't really have any male friends anymore. So it was really weird for me to, at the age of like 13, 14, get close with Noah, because it was like kind of weird, because like, oh yeah, and obviously also like Jacob and Trevor, but like you get the point. It was kind of weird because I only been friends with girls for like a long period of time, because all the other ones always just moved away and shit, so you know. But anyway, that's kind of my point, I guess. But and I also, you know how it's always expected that when you kind of hang out with people from like the different gender that it's like, oh yeah, so is he your boyfriend or whatever? So that just also makes things sometimes weirder. So it's kind of hard to connect to that kind of level, that it's not weird to be in the same room together without any other people. So most of the time, like, as smooth as I am, you just like first try to like get in contact as much as possible with people, like with other people, and then you can like slowly like less people and then just hang out alone. I don't know. Yeah, that's basically my point. No, but he's really nice. Yeah. I hope that this group, like the people I just now talked about, I hope that we like stay friends. Because I just, it would be so annoying if it just goes away. Just like the people from elementary school. You know how they just ditched me like after school. I only saw them again at my birthday party, which was in the summer vacation. And after that, we never talked again. Like, I once talked again with one girl, and now I'm talking with like another girl on Snapchat, but like we never actually became friends again, even though we like spent at least 6 years in elementary school together, which maybe is a bit weird, but I mean, like, a lot of them weren't even that nice. So, I just... It's not that big of a deal. But basically, I just hope that I just stay friends with, like, Talina and Noah and Luna and stuff. I did it again, people. I did it again. I said the name of, like, one of the people. I'm gonna edit this out. I'm gonna try to edit this out. I probably edited it out if you're listening to this now, but anyway. I am trying. I obviously also hope to stay friends with Angelique, but, you know, that. Yeah, so this is, I think, the end of the episode, because I'm almost talking for a full hour, which is insane. How did I do this? This is so weird, because I'm talking for almost an hour, and looking back at my Spotify Wrapped from, like, this year, I made 47, oh my god. I did it again, people. 47 minutes of content have I created. I created 47 minutes of content. Like, of, like, episodes. This year. Like, in 2022. And now I am talking for, like, almost, like, 59 minutes straight. Only one episode. Hello? That is more than I made in a full year. It's insane. Anyway, I should quit talking, because I don't want to hit the 1 hour mark. Oh, I basically, like, if I put my intro and outro and stuff, then I'm gonna hit the 1 hour mark. I just feel like it's illegal to hit the 1 hour mark. I don't know. I feel like nobody would want to listen to this episode if it's 1 hour long. But, you know, who cares? Bye-bye, my stress. Stress. Cheese. We're almost hitting it. Bye.